We had an announcement this past Monday from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, announced $20 million in new grants for their Eviction Protection Grant Program. It doubles the amount originally set for the launch of the program. That was back in November of 2021. As far as New Jersey is concerned, the state's receiving $2.4 million from HUD. This will be going to Legal Services of New Jersey. That's an organization that serves the entire state. They provide not only needed guidance to avoid eviction, they protect renters from having an eviction record, for example, which obviously makes it tough if you do get tossed out to find another place. You look at some of the stats too. State and local emergency rental assistance grantees, they've made over 5.2 million payments to households and spent or committed to spend over $30 billion in rental and utility assistance and other support through the program. That's nationally. Additionally, state and local governments, they've already used fiscal recovery funds that came out from the American Rescue Plan. That's how they provided rent, mortgage, utility assistance. They did that for over 700,000 households and have provided eviction prevention services to more than 100,000 households in 2021. And when you look at the role that legal services play, it's very important. It's been shown to significantly reduce evictions. For example, a study in Minnesota found that fully represented tenants win or settle their cases, ready for this, 96% of the time, and clients receiving limited representation win or settle their cases 83% of the time. That compares with only 62% of tenants who get to stay without any representation. Tenants with full representation were twice as likely to stay in their homes or got twice as much time to move out. Left court without an eviction record were four times less likely to use homeless shelters. Now, just to be upfront here, as you know I like to be, if you happen to be one of those people who over the past couple of years has not answered the phone, answered the door, or has avoided any kind of communication with your landlord while you were spending your COVID money on things besides rent, those resolution stats might not be applying to you. I mean, you could try, and I'm sure Legal Services of New Jersey will do the best they can, but you know, actions or lack thereof bring about consequences. Rather than digging your own hole, you made the mountain you need to climb higher and more steep. More coal, too.